A Campbell River couple is taking the Vital Statistics Agency to court 10 months after the province refused to register their child's indigenous first and second name using Kwakwala characters. Raymond Taylor Shaw and Crystal A.J. Smith filed a petition in B.C. Supreme Court on October 5, arguing they faced a significant burden and emotional toll when they felt forced, out of financial hardship, to register their son's birth using only his last name in order to access benefits that are conditional on an approved birth registration. Not being able to use characters that properly capture traditional names connected to their heritage and traditional lands is unreasonable, imposes undue hardship, perpetuates colonial oppression and denies the holders of the right their preferred means of exercising it, says the court document. Shaw, a traditional native carver, is Ligwildax and a member of the Way Wai Kum First Nation in Campbell River. His partner Smith, who is Sumzien and Heisla, was adopted into the Heltsuk Nation. The couple gave birth to their son January 12 and named him Lamda Yugals Kalaisk Shaw. His name is in Kwakwala, the language of the Ligwildax people. The child's first name is pronounced Glu Gwa Lus, the name of a mountain in Raymond Shaw's traditional territory near Sayward, and translates as the place where people were blessed. His second name, Kalaisk, means river in Smegix. The Vital Statistics Agency only allows people to register names with Latin alphabetic letters, a standard set of French accents, apostrophes, hyphens and a period. Numbers, brackets, slashes and other symbols are not accepted. In a March 3 letter, Registrar Jack Schuchik explained that while the agency is working with other business partners to add diacritic characters, we are currently unable to accept your child's name as you have proposed it. The Vital Statistics Agency in its letter noted other business partners would be unable to accept the signs or symbols or reproduce them onto secondary identification such as a driver's license or healthcare card. It suggested the parents register Lamda Yugals's name using another spelling, such as Agwalas or Agwalas. That was not an acceptable option for Smith. If you change the spelling, you change the meaning. In the meantime, Smith was unable to get her child a healthcare card and said she was forced to pay out of pocket for medical appointments and prescriptions. The couple have named the registrar and the Vital Statistics Agency of BC as respondents in court documents. The registrar and health ministry were not immediately available for comment. The couple argue in court documents that the registrar was not entitled to refuse the registration of the baby's name based on the inability of government systems to accept and reproduce the characters. The petition says such a refusal violates the Charter of Rights and Freedoms related to freedom of expression and equality rights and the Constitution Act, 1982, regarding Aboriginal and treaty rights and rights related to Indigenous languages. Health Minister Adrian Dix told the Times Colonist in April the province wanted to see the system changed, and it will be soon. BC's action plan to implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples includes the adoption of a digital font that allows Indigenous languages to be included in official records. Smith said in a previous interview it took her just 5 minutes to download the necessary font to spell her son's name. Court documents say it is important to Smith and Shaw that their son have a traditional name so that they can continue to reclaim and revitalize their languages. Smith and Shaw said Thursday they are disappointed in the government's lack of action given promises made to make changes. Here we are 9 months after Lamda Yugal's birth and he still isn't recognized by this government, said Smith. Seharnet at timescolonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.